Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
As you probably know, in Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf has made a whole bunch of executive orders lately. One of those executive orders was closing down all of the Pennsylvania fine wine and good spirits stores. I want to welcome to the program Chris Swanger. Chris is president and CEO of the Distilled Spirits Council. Hey, Chris, welcome to Talk Radio 1210. How you doing?
Hi, Rich. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I was surprised when Governor Wolf shut down all of the state liquor stores. I thought it was a big mistake. And you know, I mean, I live in Jersey, so at least our liquor stores are still open. But I didn't understand why he was doing this. So I guess yesterday he said he might reconsider. Is that right?
Those are the reports that we've heard, and obviously we appreciate and recognize, you know, each state governor is doing their level best to protect the general public and try to navigate, you know, through these extraordinary times. But many, many states have been able to find distilled spirits, liquor stores, you know, essential businesses, distilleries as essential businesses as well. So in many control states, as you know, Pennsylvania is a control state. Many control states have done many innovative things to slow the traffic into the stores, to practice social distancing and so forth. So we're here to help and work with the governor. We recognize he's got a tough job and he's doing the best for Pennsylvania citizens. But, you know, we've seen reports that Pennsylvania citizens are driving across state lines, and that's probably not what was intended to do, what he intended to do either. So we know he's very invested in protecting the health and safety of the employees and Pennsylvania citizens, but there's a lot of creative solutions that the governor could consider, and we're anxious to help him and work with him and find a solution that can protect the citizens and the store employees, but also provide Pennsylvania consumers access to great, great distilled spirits products.
So what would that solution be, in your opinion? Do you have one that you've laid out for the governor, Chris?
Sure. One recommendation that we made for consideration is just to be able to pick up distilled spirits when you order to go at restaurants. That's one option, to be able to pick up distilled spirits that way. Some control states have required that you call the store ahead of time, and only the store employees handles the bottles and the package is ready for you when you arrive at the store, right? Controlling the flow of traffic into the stores, right? We all have a call to action to practice social distancing. So a little bit of creativity, I think, will meet the needs of protecting the communities and at the same time provide great spirits to Pennsylvania consumers all around the state.
Chris Swanger is with me. He's president and CEO of the Distilled Spirits Council. They sent a letter to Governor Wolf urging him to reconsider the decision to close all fine wine and good spirits stores in Pennsylvania. Because you can't buy spirits in the grocery store, is that right?
Correct. And one of the things that we've been working on is for the governor to consider expanding access to spirits in package stores around the state as well. That's an opportunity, I think, in re-looking at the marketplace, right? We strongly support the control state system broadly. They are an important customer for the distilled spirits industry, but there's ways to increase access so consumers don't have to drive so far. I think there is a big opportunity in Pennsylvania to expand the access of the products, ensure that the product goes to legal purchase age consumers and so forth. So there's a lot of creative things, and we're committed to sitting down and working with the governor on solutions. A couple other things I'd like to register as well, Rich, when I'm excited to report. You may have seen in the news, many of the distilleries around the country have pivoted to help make hand sanitizer. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful story. The impact on many of these distilleries around the country is going to be devastating because they've had to shut down their distilleries with regard to distillery visits and tastings and all of the above. So the industry is really, really stepping up. I'd like to say that. We just announced yesterday on behalf of the member companies of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, it's now up to almost $9 million where many of the distilled spirits companies, large and small, are stepping up and helping our bartenders community and restaurant employees and so forth. So, the industry is very, very invested in doing our part to help beat COVID-19. It is a very, very serious health threat. But at the same time, we want to make sure that consumers can continue to enjoy the products. And more market access for Pennsylvanians for distilled spirits, I think, is a solution that the PLCB and the governor may want to consider when we get out of the challenges that we're all grappling with today.
Well said, Chris. I hope the governor listens to you, and I hope one day Pennsylvania has liquor freedom. We can disagree on that point, but I hope the governor listens to you, and I hope that he makes this happen. I think you're right on the money with that. So Chris Swanger, president CEO of the Distilled Spirits Council, thank you for coming on the show. Good luck. Keep us posted. Okay.
Great, Rich. Thank you. And all your listeners, enjoy responsibly, obviously, and be safe, practice social distancing. And we look forward to working with the governor going forward of finding good consumer and safe practices to enjoy distilled spirits. So thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.